Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Monday, the day that everyone comes into the office, flips the calendar, rips the desk blotter off. November's gone, December officially starting today. And coming up here very shortly, the Saskatchewan Heavy Construction Association, who are good friends of our program. We've had them on the show many times. They're getting ready to host their annual Infrastructure Summit. And their keynote speaker caught my eye this year. Colleen Munro is the CEO and president of the Munro Group, a recognized advocate for women and leadership. She grew up in the construction world. She basically spent time on job sites from the age of 12, learning from her dad, who started the company. And Colleen has done wonders, grew the company, and has a very good culture within her construction company. But you have to think, there were challenges along the way. This is a very male-dominated industry when you think about heavy construction and this type of work, and Colleen is one of the best. So we look forward to, of course, hearing the reviews after Colleen speaks at the Heavy Construction Association Infrastructure Summit, but I thought it'd be good if we could get her on the show, and I'm happy to say we've connected with Colleen Munro this afternoon, CEO and president of the Munro Group, neighbors to the east of us, calling in from Winnipeg today. Colleen, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, my pleasure, Evan. Thank you.
I kind of set the stage, but you literally were born into the construction world, weren't you?
I was. And my poor father, he only had one only daughter. So I was at the breakfast table and, you know, morning, noon, and night, and heard all about it. And then I started on this site, actually, when I was about 12.
I find that so fascinating. Can you tell me what you remember about being a 12-year-old young lady working on a construction site?
Well, I think, you know, that goes way back to, you know, some human nature things is, you know, I wanted to make my father proud. I wanted to show him that maybe even though he had didn't have any sons, that I could show him I could do it. You know, so I think it was just, there was a lot of that just human nature. And then, you know, the hard school and Knox lessons kind of came, you know, after that. But, you know, I just wanted to prove that I was going to be just as good as the boys were.
What do you think you took away? And you've been now in this industry, and you are running the company. What did you take away from your experience at that young age, 12 years old, running a packer machine on a construction site that still guides you in life today?
Well, you know what? I think there's so many lessons, but the biggest one is sometimes, you know, it's how our attitude is. And, you know, maybe I didn't realize it then, but I look back on those times now. And I think a lot of it is that, you know what, there's certain things that could be an advantage. I mean, one of my advantages when I look back was that they didn't expect much. Nobody was expecting that, you know, a young woman or grew up to be an older woman that runs a construction company. So, you know, it's sometimes what we think are barriers, we really can turn it around and say, you know what, it's advantages because nobody expects anything out of you. I always say there's a lot of difference between little girls in the industry and little boys. And, you know, sometimes fathers will see those sons as mirrors of them, and they're way harder. So maybe I looked at it that back as an advantage in those days.
Mm-hmm. Colleen Munro is our guest, CEO and president of the Munro Group. I watched an interview you did a while ago, Colleen, where you said being the boss's daughter on a job site wasn't always easy. Can you talk about maybe what those challenges were like and how that shaped your confidence?
Well, I think the challenges at that point in time were, you know, everybody thinks because you're the boss's daughter that, you know, you have all sorts of advantages. But I will tell you that is one thing, good or bad, my dad did for me way back then is he didn't make any concessions for me. And sometimes I look at family business today and I think, you know what, we have to actually let our own kids make their own way and not protect them so much. And that's one thing that I didn't like it very much then, but I certainly can say maybe, you know what, in his own way that my father Hugh was preparing me for what I was going to run into. So yeah, there's a lot of sort of discrimination, you know, when they think you're the boss's daughter, that you're just going to have all these advantages. But I can tell you with Huey, that wasn't the case.
I want to talk for a moment now, Colleen, about what it's like running the company In what clearly is a male-dominated industry. I actually think about it, it's not the same, but I spent 30 years in the policing world. Policing very much was, in its earlier days, male-dominated, but we are slowly moving as we are seeing more female leaders, female chiefs of police, those types of things. In your industry, what has this been like for you, not as a 12-year-old girl running the Packer, but as a CEO running the company?
Well, you know what, I think obviously, yes, there has been lots of changes. And unfortunately, I have to say that in my industry, I think there's still only 4% or 5% that are women.
Right.
So it's not prevalent in the old boys club yet. But I do want to say that the reality is that people are going to have to, companies are going to have to start hiring women. There's not enough white males to go around. So whether it be women, whether it be new Canadians, Indigenous, we have to have a diverse, you know, labor force, because there's just not enough people, you know, to go around. So I think that, you know, women, we have very different qualities. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we can, we look at people or we look at companies for the best for everybody. You know, a lot of us don't run throughout our egos. We look at what is the best for our company and what's going to make us strong and band together.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've watched a few interviews that you've done, Colleen, and you are always very quick to praise your staff in helping build this company. Is that something you watched your dad do in his time as leader? And how does that build a strong culture?
Well, you know what, just to make it really transparent, my father always told me that you can have all this very expensive equipment. You can have, if you don't have somebody to run it, if you don't have somebody to fix it, and you don't have project managers to find you work, that big, heavy equipment is worth nothing. Mm. So I was always taught that people are your biggest power, and you treat them right and treat them with respect, and that comes with the culture that you want to create in your company and gives you extreme strength.
Colleen Monroe is my guest, CEO and president of the Monroe Group, and she is guest speaker, keynote speaker at the upcoming Infrastructure Summit being hosted by the Saskatchewan Heavy Construction Association. What types of topics are important to discuss and you'll be bringing up in this keynote?
Well, you know what, I'm going to, mine is titled Lessons from the Old Boys Club, and it's a girl's guide to building a better business and life. And I want to talk about just what we did about people power. I want to talk about how sometimes the hard school of knocks can really be your best learner, not to give up. I certainly want to talk about, you know, partnering with people and partnering with other companies. I think today we can't be everything. I think our industry has changed a lot. And you know what, I just think that, again, the big thing of being advantages and knowing that we do have changes to be able to get women in the industry, that we do now have, you know, sexual harassment laws, we do have anti-bullying, all those things weren't really available when I was in the industry. So it's going to be a wide range of topics, but I think most importantly, it's going to show about how I want men to think that they are, you know, they make a difference. We can learn from them today, and they can be allies, not always adversaries.
Mm-hmm. You're a passionate speaker, and it comes through. I know it's going to be an incredible talk. I want to talk maybe just quickly about the industry and the health of the industry before we have to say goodbye. With everything going on, whether it be internal to Canada, these nation-building projects, external trade and tariff talk, how is the health of the industry right now, Colleen?
Well, you know, I'm going to say here in Manitoba, we could always use more work. But I do look to the future, and I do think with what's going on, you know, maybe to our neighbors to the south, is that we really need to become independent. I think that's one thing that, you know, we have learned through this last little process with tariffs and then their new president, is that we have to be independent, and we have to build our, you know, for us, and we have to build up our north. We have to build up our ports. And it's very, I think it's very important that I see our politicians now that are realizing that and starting to put, you know, plans in place to recognize that. And hopefully infrastructure work will stem from that.
Chatting today with Colleen Monroe, CEO and president of the Monroe Group, ahead of her keynote address at the Infrastructure Summit being held by the Saskatchewan Heavy Construction Association. Of course, Colleen has been in the industry for many years, starting out as a child, essentially 12 years old, working alongside her dad in his company and has grown it from there. Before we say goodbye, what is a piece of advice, Colleen, that you would offer young women entering an industry, especially if it's one where maybe they're the only woman in the room on the job site? What would you say to that person?
Well, first of all, I'd really take a look at the companies that you're applying for and make sure that they're very open to supporting you and hiring women. And I think that, you know what, find some mentors within, whether they be men or women in the company, and make sure that you're able to be open to listen and to learn. Those would be, I think, most of the important ones for me.
Looking forward to your address to the group, Colleen, coming up. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of time on the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Evan. My pleasure.
That's Colleen Monroe, CEO, president of the Monroe Group. When you think heavy construction, Colleen is one of the great leaders based out of Manitoba, but coming to Saskatchewan for the Infrastructure Summit that is coming up shortly here, and she will be the keynote speaker at that. And by the way, if you want to check out their website, it's simply themonroegroup.ca. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.